What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this beautifully honest reaction. Because with this lawsuit, it's opened up Pandora's box when it comes to Tyler Perry, okay? And immediately, I'm not even going to lie, immediately when I heard about this lawsuit, the two things that came to my mind was, one, that Boondocks episode. And you guys know I shared that on my community wall the moment that I heard about it. I shared the link to that video for you guys to check it out. And the second thing that I thought about was a story from about 10 years ago, where there was this situation with this guy where at first Tyler Perry had him arrested and then he turned around and sued Tyler Perry. So I'm going to share those stories real quick with you guys, and then I'm going to get into this video, because that's the third thing that came to my mind. So let me share my screen with you guys. First, we're going to get into the story about Tyler Perry suing the alleged stalker. And so you can see right here, Tyler Perry files lawsuit against stalker. And this was from 2014. You can see the guy right here. Tyler Perry's filed a lawsuit against aspiring actor Josh Soleil. I don't know if it's Soul or Soleil, who forced his way into Perry's Atlanta studio. So that's, I'm assuming, his mugshot. And said he was an Atlanta actor charged with trespassing at Tyler Perry Studios. So you won't find his mugshot for criminal trespassing at Tyler Perry Studios last Thursday on his Facebook page. According to Atlanta police, he may have entered the administrative offices through the roof and then blocked the door to room 1061, where he refused to leave until he talked to Perry. Eventually, police pushed their way in. After Soleil's arrest, Perry filed a lawsuit in Fulton County Superior Court asking for a protective order against Soleil. 11 Alive News spoke with an employee at Tyler Perry Studios who asked to remain anonymous but is associated with this incident. He told us Tyler Perry wasn't at the studios when this occurred on Thursday, October 30th. The insider said Soleil thought Perry could help him and just wanted to talk. He also said Perry does not know Soleil and did not personally hire him. It seems suspicious. I mean, I don't know. To me, it's giving, this is someone that Tyler Perry may have connected with at some point in time. And this guy got the impression that he would have the opportunity to work with Tyler Perry. And I don't know. But when you read the lawsuit that Derek Dixon filed, and he shared how he was working for an events company and Tyler Perry spotted him and just started talking to him and asking him if he had any acting experience and this, that, and the other, it made me think about this story. I don't think this guy is just like some random that had some mental health issues. And hey, he might. I'm not saying he doesn't. There are a lot of people that do. But it just made me feel like they had some sort of connection, some sort of connection. I'm not saying that they had a sexual connection. I'm not even saying that they had a platonic connection, but I don't think that this was just some random guy who was in the Atlanta area and decided to break into and bust into Tyler Perry Studios, seeing if he could speak to Tyler Perry about having a job. I don't think so. So Tyler Perry sued that guy, and then the guy turned around and sued Tyler Perry. So I'm going to share that story with you real quick here. And this was from 2015. So this was 10 years ago. Tyler Perry sued by his alleged stalker. Joshua Sole wants millions for emotional distress. Gotta love the American judicial system. The man who was arrested for stalking Tyler Perry last year is now suing the media mogul for emotional distress, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. Joshua Sole, a former employee of Tyler Perry Studios. Now, see, in the last story, said that an employee at the studio said, Joshua Sole is just some random person. He never worked here. He's not an employee. Tyler Perry doesn't know him, but he spoke on a condition of anonymity, right? So here it said a former employee. And he says he claims his arrest was a result of a misunderstanding that was blown out of proportion by security guards and that the resulting publicity exposed him to public contempt and ridicule. Now, Sole is asking for millions of dollars in damages. The creepy encounter, depending on who you believe, between Sole and Perry occurred on October 30th, when Sole allegedly disabled alarms and surveillance equipment and entered Perry's office through the ceiling. He didn't break in to steal office supplies, of course, but was seeking a one-on-one meeting with Perry. Police seemed to corroborate Perry's story, so it's hard to see how this could have been a misunderstanding, as Sole claims. Did he just get lost on his way from the front desk? They're making jokes in this article, right? But anyway, they talk about how Perry is suing Sole, and this, to me, it is kind of corroborating a bit, just a bit, about Derek Dixon and his lawsuit that he recently filed. Because back then, because see, here we are now, it's 10 years since that situation happened. Tyler Perry, even then, but even more so now, he was seen as this big figure. So of course, to the police, he's going to look like the more credible person versus this guy who, albeit did some things the way he did it, it made him look crazy. It's possible that there were some other things going on and it caused the guy to flip out. I'm not giving him any excuses or passes for doing what he did the way that he did it. But because of what Derek Dixon has alleged in his lawsuit, and not just talking about himself, but talking about other people, I'm feeling like this guy definitely has some connection to Tyler Perry. What do you think? Because I haven't heard anybody else talk about this. And hey, there may be other people out here who've talked about it. I just haven't heard them. But it doesn't matter. I'm talking about it over here. So you're hearing me talk about this. And this is what, out of the few things that I thought about, was the, well, this situation, the Boondocks episode, and then the other thing, which is a third thing that I thought about, which I had mentioned it when I did my initial commentary, was the YouTube content creator, Walter Lee Hampton. So I want to share a little bit of this video with you guys, because he actually, in this video, was talking a little bit about these stories that I just told you about. So we're going to go ahead and get into that. So here we go. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Facebook family and friends and YouTube subscribers, today is Thursday. It is November the 6th, 2014. And this is a turkey baster. I'm sure you guys are familiar with one of these. We'll get back to that in just a second. All right, so Tyler Perry has been all over the news the past couple of weeks. He has a baby on the way. Yes, Tyler Perry has a baby on the way. And recently, this past week, he had a stalker chasing him, stalking him at Tyler Perry Studios here in Atlanta. Tyler Perry had a man, a 27-year-old Dunwoody guy named, what is his name, Joshua Sole, was arrested at Tyler Perry Studios after barricading himself inside a bathroom at Tyler Perry Studios. The police had to be called out and had him hauled away. They had to break into the bathroom. It took four or five hours to get him out of the bathroom there at Tyler Perry Studios. He was an ex-employee of Tyler Perry. A very sexy, very attractive man. I don't know if you see some pictures of him. He is fine. Very attractive guy to be stalking somebody. It's always kind of strange when you see someone who's very attractive and he's near accused of stalking.
And hey, the guy looks like Tyler Perry's type. Let's be real.
Someone. And then on top of that, a man stalking another man. Okay. So Joshua So was arrested. Tyler Perry has filed a lawsuit to keep him in jail, even though he was out released on a signature bond. Tyler Perry is asking for $125,000 in damages to keep $100,000. He requested that Joshua So pay $100,000 and $25,000 in attorney fees and be forced to undergo a psychological evaluation and treatment. He didn't look crazy to me. He could be crazy. You never know. A lot of police responded to a call about an intruder at the studio, where So had apparently barricaded himself into an administrative office. One of his superiors told cops that employer Joshua So has been acting weird. It took authorities 4 hours to arrest him, and he was booked on the Fulton County Jail Friday morning. He was released later that day on a $7,000 signature bond. So this happened last Friday, meaning, you know, he just signed a signature. He didn't have to put anything up to value. So Tyler Perry is also asking the court to ban So from coming from within 500 feet of him, and to force the accused stalker to undergo psychological evaluation and treatment. Perry claims he's entitled to the whopping amounts of money because of disconfidence and annoyance caused by the diminished value of peaceful enjoyment he gets from the studio. Oh, please. Well, he has a stalker. Now, you know, Mangano something is very fishy about that story, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Okay, so Tyler Perry is expecting a baby. Tyler Perry has pushed himself as being this really great Christian individual who is all in God and Jesus and the church, but he's about to have a baby out of wedlock. Not marrying this young 28-year-old woman. Now, I think Tyler Perry is 44, 45 years of age. He's married. He's having a baby by a 28-year-old Ethiopian model. Now, let's go back to the turkey baster. More likely, this is how that 28-year-old Ethiopian model got pregnant.
Look, and this was in 2014, guys. Okay. Oh my gosh.
By Tyler Perry. This. A turkey baster. Very common for a lot of gay men to use these devices to impregnate the women that they, and I'm not making this up. This is how a lot of gay men impregnate the women that they want to have babies with. This is the cheapest route to go. Now, in Tyler Perry's case, he's got a little bit of money. So he might have spent a couple $1,000 and went to whatever place where they can take his semen and inject it into the woman. But you can get one of these at CVS. I mean, CVS, Kroger's, Walmart, Kmart, NSO, got you a turkey baster. And you can knock a woman. All you do is ejaculate into a bowl and suck up the semen and then insert it into the female. Now, this is a great device. I know a lot of women who've gotten pregnant, impregnated by turkey basters. And I wonder that that's how Tyler Perry impregnated this woman. Okay, so if you didn't use a turkey baster, he went to a medical facility and they used some much more extensive equipment too. But if you think that Tyler Perry jumped in bed with that woman and stuck his penis into her vagina. I got some mother that, Lord, I doubt if that's how that woman came up pregnant. So I don't know if that goes against Christian religion to impregnate a woman with a turkey baster. I ain't never read nothing in the Bible that says that this is sinful. I could be wrong. Maybe y'all could, those of you who are very resourceful with reading the Bible, please, if you have a scripture that says that this is a sinful way to impregnate a woman, let me know, because I don't know if this, because if Tyler Perry didn't have sex with this woman, well, you know, then he didn't sin, because he could say he still stand on his Christian morals. But he didn't marry this lady. But he had a baby out of wedlock. That still presents an issue.
So yeah, I want to stop it right there. I'm going to put the full video link in the description box. But listen, guys, I wanted to just bring that back up because I have seen over the years, and even recently when the story broke, I was in the chat in Tasha K Live on the app. And when she was talking about the Tyler Perry story, there were so many people in the comments saying, but he's not gay. He has a baby. He has a son. He had a baby with the... I said, do you know how many gay men have children? Have you ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race to see how many of those drag queens actually have children? A lot of them do. That does not mean that they want to be with a woman. I'm just saying. And of course, this stuff about what his proclivities are, it really isn't any of our business. And I'm not even out here like Baller Alert or whatever the publication was that is writing an open letter or doing an open video to say, Tyler Perry, hey, it's time to come out of the closet. That's not my place. I don't really care. But most people like this gentleman right here said, most people already know what you are, but it's really a shame to be at the age that you are and you're just not comfortable just being free to be who you are, and you're a freaking billionaire. Like, are you going to be like Little Richard waiting until you're 95 years old to come out the closet? And we already knew all this time that you were like, who in the world thought Little Richard was straight? Seriously, he did not need to wait till he was about to keel over to say that he was a homosexual. We already knew that. So I'm just saying, guys, when the story came out, it really did bring to my mind that story from years ago. And I didn't hear anybody talking about it. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's a little bit creepy how the internet works, because I was thinking about that story and this video showed up in my feed, and that video is from 2014. And then I went to look up the stories, you know, the articles about the stories, because like I said, I remembered about it, but I could not remember exactly when it happened. I could not remember the guy's name, but I remember seeing like a flash in my mind of the guy's mugshot. And just to show you again, I'll share my screen, you know, show you what the guy looked like. He definitely looked like Tyler Perry's type. So, yeah, look at him. Atlanta, and you know what they say about Atlanta. Joshua Soleil, an Atlanta actor, charged with trespassing at Tyler Perry Studios. And it's like, if he was just some random that broke in there that was crazy, like, I don't even like to use the word crazy, but just saying, like a lot of people say, oh, he's just crazy, he's got, you know, some screws loose or whatever. If this was just a random stalker, why are you suing the person? Like, wouldn't you just press charges and let the police do what they do? Yeah, maybe get a restraining order, but you're suing this person for money? I've never heard in all of the years of hearing about celebrities that have had stalkers, because a lot of them have had stalkers, okay? The most I would see is them pressing charges and getting a restraining order and maybe even coming to court to testify to say how they feel unsafe. But suing the person for money, I've never seen any celebrity sue a random stalker for money. So again, it just looks strange. So it's the actions that he has taken that is causing people to ask these types of questions. So this is why stuff like this is coming up to the surface and it's opening up Pandora's box on Perry. So I'm not here trying to push him out of the closet or anything like that, but I'm going to talk about it. If it comes to me, if I feel like it, at least, and I have the time, I'm going to talk about it. So I really want to know what you guys think. So please let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.